Welcome to the presentation of a lecture from Gnostic Radio, a free public service from Telema Press. Gnostic Radio broadcasts free lectures from the Gnostic tradition of Samael on Vior. Gnosis is the root wisdom of all the world's great religions. Gnosis is a universal doctrine containing the precise science to free the soul from suffering. Each lecture explores another aspect of this timeless and sacred knowledge. Many of these lectures are supported by additional information on our website. Each Saturday, Gnostic Radio broadcasts live. The live lecture is accompanied by an anonymous chat session, allowing listeners to read additional explanations related to the lecture and providing an opportunity to ask questions of the speaker. All of the efforts of Telema Press are supported by listeners like you. For more information or to make a donation, visit our website at GnosticTeachings.org. Now, with heartfelt wishes for the end of suffering for all creatures, we will begin the lecture. May all beings be happy.
Arcanum number 6, indecision, related with the letter Vav, which means and in the Hebrew language, and symbolizes connection, to hook, to unite one thing with another. It is also related with the word yug in Sanskrit, which means union. In order to have a union, you have to hook. And of course, with the word religare, or religion, is the way in which we receive knowledge. The letter Vav of this arcanum is related with the property of hearing, listening. Of course, now we have to emphasize that it is not just related to the faculty of hearing in the physical plane, but also with that chakra, which we mentioned several times in different lectures, the chakra Vishuddha, which is related with a magical ear, the faculty of understanding, listening or hearing the word of God, which is related with the world of archetypes, symbols that we know to understand and comprehend. This is why when we pronounce the four letters of the sacred name of God, Yod, He, Vav, He, then we find that the third one is Vav. Associating this holy name with the tree of life, we find then the upper triangle, Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, Yod, He, Vav. So Binah is Vav. It means understanding. Remember that the second name of God is always explained in different levels, different ways. And this is one of them. In order to explain the letter Vav. And that's why the Kabbalists state that Vav is related with the faculty of hearing, listening. And it means and. Obviously, it's possible to understand when we know how to listen. And this is precisely the point in all the lectures, in all that related with the Word of God, which is not a word that we had, that we read literally. That's why the Master Samael on the Or states that in the Hebrew language is hidden the wisdom. Who brought this sacred language or the alphabet of this language into the world? It was the angel Metraton, whose name was Enoch when he was alive. He brought the alphabet, the language, into the planet Earth in order to teach the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life, the language of God. So, this is why the Hebrew language is associated with Kabbalah, because every single letter is related with a number, is related with a symbol. So when we read the words in Hebrew, we must know the meaning of each letter and associate one with the other numbers in order to go deep into the Tree of Life and to see behind the word. Because remember that it's written that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And to understand, to comprehend the Word of God is indispensable in order to do it, to develop the chakra vishuddha, the faculty of hearing, which is a power related with the word, because that chakra is exactly at the level of the throat. It's a word that we speak, the word that we listen. And that's why the mysterious Sephira that, which is knowledge, is precisely located at the level of the throat of the Arikampin, the vast continents, Adam Kadmon, the primordial man, which was created in the beginning. This primordial man, of course, we will say, the primordial emanation of the Ein Sof, which is always represented with the letter Vav in Hinduism. They represent this Vav or Bina with the Lord Shiva. And they say that the first begotten of creation is the Lord Shiva. Of course, the Lord Shiva is that primordial light or that we call the ray of Okidanok, and which we represent with the letter He, that already we know is associated with the uterus. So the Ein Sof gives birth to that Vav. And that Vav is the Or of the Ein Sof Or, which, when crystallizing in the universe, becomes Keter Chochmah Binah, the first triangle. That's why when we refer to the Ein Sof, we refer as He, the unmanifested He. And we call it Yod He Vav He, the Ein Sof, in order to pronounce the holy name of God. Obviously, Keter Chochmah Binah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, form in itself one being, which is represented with the letter Vav, which is in itself also, if we examine carefully, the letter Yod. Because the letter Yod, which is the first letter of the holy name of God, is related with Keter, which, if you see carefully, that Yod resembles a little flame. If you have a candle and you light that candle with a match, you will see that that flame has precisely the shape of the letter Yod, which is just a spot of light with that symbol. But if you prolong that Yod down and you stretch it down to Tifereth, which is the second Sephirah, or the Sephirah, which is in the center of the Tree of Life, and then clearly you see the letter Vav, which is only the lower part of the Yod prolonged to the bottom. And that's why, when you see that, the name Yod-He, Vav-He, really is Yod-He, Yod-He. So it's just like the third Yod, which is the Vav, is that which is, of course, acting, that fire that is acting. That's why when you see that light in the candle that stretches up or prolongs, then it's the letter Vav, but comes from the Yod. And that will say that Yod is a phallus and Vav is a spinal medulla where that fire has to stand. But in order to do it, it needs the letter He. It needs the uterus, because the fire cannot extend without the forces of the mother. Because God is Father, Mother, is Yod-He, phallus, uterus, man, woman. So now you see the holy name of God represented in the first triangle. So the first triangle, Keter Chochmah Binah, hides behind the Ein Sof, because it emerges from that unknowable. And that's why it is stated that the letter Vav has a double aspect. Obviously, the hidden aspect, the abstract, that which is unknowable, is behind Keter. Is that Or, that we call the Ein Sof Or, the first light that emerges from the Ein Sof, but is within the unknowable divine. And when expresses in the universe, is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the other side of the flame, which is three unity, represented in the Hebrew alphabet in many ways, with the letter Aleph, with the letter Shin, fire. So you see that the upper triangle is always associated with the Star of David, with the superior triangle of the Star of David. And that's why the Arcanum 6 is always associated with the Star of David or the Seal of Solomon, and that what in Tibet is called Kama, the symbol of the six-pointed star. Because we find this star not only in the Hebrew pantheon, but also in Buddhism and Hinduism. Esoteric symbols are found in many places. People think, for instance, that the Star of David or the Star of the Seal of Solomon belongs only to the Hebrew pantheon. But we find, I repeat that, in Buddhism, in Hinduism, in America, in among the Mayans, Aztecs, as well as that star, or we will say the cross, the swastika. People think that belongs only to the Nordics. You find the swastika in Buddhism, in Hinduism, among the Mayas, among the Aztecs. It's a very ancient symbol. So we have to start comprehending, understanding, not to associate symbols with certain particular race, because in reality the symbols are universal, represent something that we had to comprehend, because remember, as in the beginning we stated, Yod Heh Vav, Bina is Vav, and means understanding. That ability of comprehending, understanding the word, and not only the Hebrew word, but the Sanskrit word, Latin words, Greek words, because there are many scriptures in many languages that hide different things. Like, for instance, mythology among the Romans and Greeks. All the stories, legends, tales in mythology hide always something that we had to grasp. But for that, the awakening of that hearing power or the Vishuddha chakra is necessary, especially with the mental body. Because remember that the true human being has seven bodies. The physical body, the vital body, the astral body, the mental body, the causal body, the conscious body, and the spiritual body. So each body has its chakra Vishuddha, but the one that gives us that comprehension of that word is especially related with the Sefirah Netzach, which is the mind, because it's the mind precisely that you use in order to write the word, in order to pronounce the word, as I am using it right now in my mind, and even to write. That's why the Bible, especially written, is written in such a way that when people read it literally, it reads only story, legends, something that sometimes makes sense, sometimes that doesn't make any sense. But when you read it with the chakra Vishuddha, and then you see behind everything, that, of course, faculty of hearing is associated with the faculty of seeing, which is related with the lecture, the previous lecture that the speaker talked very clear in the last Saturday. Hey, faculty of seeing. Behold, law, see. But in order to see, you have to hear, to understand, and to see that which is behind the letter. And of course, that is what, in synthesis, is called superlative intuition. Intuition is a faculty associated with all the faculties. Clairvoyance, clairaudience, telepathy. That's precisely the power of the human being. Intuition. Of course, the lower level of that intuition is in the heart, hunches. But when we arrive at the superlative intuition, we have to have all the chakras in activity and to use it in one way. That intuition is precisely the faculty that develops when we are hearing now, when we know how to listen. Remember the lecture that the Master Samael on Veor gave us to know how to listen. For that, we have to be here and now. Because the word is pronounced, and you have to grasp that with your consciousness and according to your level to comprehend it. This, in order to comprehend more about, because we are talking about the flame, because God is fire. This is how Moses found God in the burning bush. And always when somebody experiences the essence of God, finds fire. And that's why if you observe all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, resemble fire, flames of fire. Because the word is fire. So that fire is precisely behind everything. That bath, that flame is behind everything. Every abstract and concrete element in the universe. So therefore, intuition is that faculty of the fire. That's why in Sanskrit, that fire, universal fire, is called Vishnu. Precisely the fire that is associated with creation. Because as we explained in the beginning, if we stretch the letter Yod down to Tifereth, we have the letter Vav. But in order to pass or to go into Tifereth, has to forcibly pass through that. And this is how the sun, Chokhmah, wisdom, through Da'at, enters into the world of creation. Because the second triangle of the tree of life is related with Bria, the world of creation. And Da'at here, this mysterious Sephirah, which encompasses all the tree of life, is a union of Yod-He, Abba and Aima, or Ima, Mother, Father. And from that emerges the letter Vav, because the Father is Yod, the Mother is He, and from them emerges Vav, which is the manifested universe, the outcome of creation. And that's why we said that Vishnu, which is precisely the manifested Chokhmah in creation, means he who penetrates in everything. And that's fire. Avalokiteshvara is also that which is everywhere. Same meaning. And when you find the word Chokhmah, which means in English wisdom, then you find that the word wisdom is made of two words, vis and dam. Vis means to see, and dam means power. The power to see or the power to be there in everything. And that is Chokhmah, that is Vishnu, Avalokiteshvara. So then you find that the letter Vav is precisely the first associated with that first word written in the Bible, Bereshit. And always when we talk about creation, we arrive at Bereshit, which has many meanings. But the main one that we always state is, in wisdom, God created, because within Bereshit is hidden wisdom, is hidden Chokhmah. Within Bereshit is Vishnu, Avalokiteshvara, the Word, is hidden the Word. And behind, I repeat again, Chokhmah is the first sephira of the tree of life that in the world of Atzilut receives the name of Yod-He-Vav-He, Yod-Hava. And that's why this Yod-Hava, Yahovah, is hidden within Vav, within Bereshit, who was in the beginning. And that's why you find in the card, the sixth, which is indecision, above, you find Eros. Of course, in Egyptian symbols, which is the Cupid, with his bow and arrow. That Cupid, Eros, is always associated with the sexual force, erotic Eros. And obviously, when we speak in this way, we bring from Greek language, from the Greece, the Trimurti of the Greeks, Chaos, Hea, and Eros. That's the Trimurti of the Greeks. Eros, the Holy Spirit, Bina, Shiva. Shabbat is, of course, making the triangle with the bow and the arrow. You see very clear the upper triangle used by Bina Eros. But that is pointing at the head of Medusa, the whore, the harlot. Because that upper triangle is against the ego. But this upper triangle is represented, as you know, in different religions with different names. Keter Chokhmah Binah in Kabbalah, Chaos, Hea, and Eros, the Trimurti of the Greeks. And then we find Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in Christianity, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva in Hinduism. But we have to comprehend and understand the different Trimurtis. Because when we talk about this Trimurti that we are talking here, the upper triangle of this Eros is a Holy Trinity pointing at the head of the Medusa to kill her. But there is another triangle that we explain here when the letter Vav descended to Tifereth. We explain that in that you find Abba and Aima, father and mother. Means that this triangle transforms itself into the duality. As you see that the triangle explained in this physical level is the three brains that we have. The intellectual brain, the emotional brain, and the motor, instinctual, sexual brain. The three brains are making the physical body that we use. And if you imagine in front of you a woman, or if you are a woman, if you imagine in front of you a man, obviously you find there the duality. But each entity has three brains. Same happens in that. Abba has three forces. Aima has three forces. Meaning that within the father is the Trimurti, and within the mother is also the Trimurti. But that mysterious division happens in Binah. And that's why it's written that Chokhmah descends into the world of creation through that Binah duality. In order to make another triangle, and that triangle is here, explained in the lower part of the Tree of Life, which in Christianity explains at Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. The word Joseph, we always decompound that word as Eo, Cephas. Cephas is a stone, and Eo is the duality, the polarity. Eo, Cephas. And Mary is Ram Eo, as well, the feminine aspect of the stone. And from that emerges Jesus, which is Yeshua, the Savior. Of course, in ancient Egypt, that Trinity was represented by Osiris. Because the Holy Trinity, Keter Chokhmah Binah in Egypt, is named with one word, with one title, Osiris Ra. Ra, which is the solar force, of course. So when you say in Egypt, Osiris Ra, you are saying Keter Chokhmah Binah together. And when you said Isis, you said Keter Chokhmah Binah together in the feminine aspect. But this is why Osiris Ra and Isis are in that united. And from them emerges Horus, the sun. So do not mistake that Trinity with the upper triangle. That Trinity belongs to the world of creation. Osiris, Isis, Horus. The world of creation. Not to the world of Atziluth, which is Keter Chokhmah Binah. And of course here, we find that the power of Binah in the first triangle, which is represented by the letter Vav, receives the name in the world of Atziluth of El Shaddai when associating it with Yesod, because Binah controls the third triangle of the tree of life associated with sex in Yesod. Yesod is sex, the sexual force. El Shaddai, the power of the sexual force. And that's why El Shaddai, the Holy Spirit, Binah, is the one that gives the pact to Abraham and Sarah. So obviously you find here again the duality. Abraham and Sarah and their child, Isaac, which is Tifereth, obviously. So this Trimurti, or the dissension of the forces that is explained in the tree of life, is represented in many religions with many names. If you study religion, you will find that, of course, Abraham has, as you know already, in Egypt, which represents Malkut, another son, which is Ishmael. But that's physical creation, when Isaac is a spiritual creation. Isaac is related with the letter Vav, with the spinal column, the fire that rises in the spinal column. To be a child of Isaac is to be an initiate, somebody that is rising, creating. All of that which is symbolically written in the Bible, within. There are two children in the Bible, according to that pact. Children of Ishmael and the children of Isaac. Isaac, Tifereth, are the initiates that belong to the tribe of Judah. Leo, the constellation of Leo, the solar force. And the other Ishmael, the one that are children of Egypt, are my body and everybody in the physical plane. Of course, this Kabbalistically speaking. So obviously, we have to inquire and to see in the pact with Isaac, which is internal. That fire that we have to awake, which is Yeshua, related with Christianity. Horus in Egypt. And that's precisely the representation also of the upper triangle of that Horus, of that Cupid above the letter or the arcanum number 6, which, of course, in Sanskrit, we call it Atman Buddhi Manas. The upper triangle also represents the monad. Atman, Chesed, Buddhi, Gebura, and Manas, Tifereth. So you see how everything is in different names, different languages, different religions, always pointing at the same thing. That's the triangle that we had to be united with. And that's why in many lectures or in many books of the Master Samael on Veor, he points always at different triangles, always above. But we have now to go to the triangle below, which you see in the graphic of the card, indecision, the sixth arcanum. You see there the human soul represented by that personage in the center of the card, whose legs are on the water or in the water. Because the third level always of the car symbolizes the waters. So below that, or in that water, you find the inverted triangle. That inverted triangle is related with us, represented by the three traitors that always are against the work of God. Those three traitors are always found in different symbols among many religions. But in synthesis, represent Satan. And obviously, the black triangle. Here, we have to understand how the triangle is associated with us. The soul, which is crossing his arms, you see that the left arm is over the right and making a cross, an X. Because of the left is on the right, it is saying that he is not doing the will of God, but his own will. Because in order to make the will of God, the right has to be over the left. And that's easy to see. Sometimes when you ask the person, cross your arms over your chest, automatically they put the left on the right. To start putting the right on the left is precisely very difficult. Because we always associate that with evil will. Observe the mummies in Egypt. They always have the right arm over the left. They do the will or the upper triangle. But here, this man of this card is obviously doing his own will, not the will of God, because his face is towards the Medusa, towards the whore, towards the harlot. And he's not seeing his divine mother, which is on the right side. Of course, we had to work very hard in order to turn the face towards the right, in order to see God, his female aspect, which is love. And he's turning towards the left, where the Medusa is, because is obviously a slave of the lower triangle. The three traitors, as you know, are related with the three brains that we have. Because we have three brains, and many times we explain that these three brains are associated with the upper triangles, the energies that descend into the physical body. The first brain is the cerebral and spinal nervous system related with the energies of the Father, which unfortunately the demon of the mind utilizes and squanders. Then we have the cerebrum, the grand sympathetic nervous system, which is related with the energy of the sun, Chokhmah, which is squandered by Caiaphas, the evil will, in the heart, by satisfying desires. Because in that area of the heart, in the navel, we have the negative emotions of lust, anger, fear, gluttony, laziness, anxiety, self-esteem, pride, you name them. And the other brain is the motor instinctual sexual brain, the parasympathetic nervous system, called also vagus, where the energies of the Holy Spirit, Binah, circulate. But there is Judas there, the demon of desire. He satisfies his sexual appetites in that center, in that brain. Those are the three traitors: Pilate, Caiaphas, and Judas. It's related with the three brains that we have within. Kore, Datan, and Abiram, the three traitors that make the life impossible to Moses in the wilderness. Moses is the will of God, performs the will of God. And of course, the three traitors are three demons represented in the Egyptian Book of the Dead with three names. The demon of desire is called Apopi. The demon of the mind is called Hai. And the demon of evil will, Nept. Three traitors. And no matter how we name them, the truth is that they are within us. There is not a single person in this planet that don't have them. They're pretty chubby and strong. And those are the three traitors, because they squander the energy of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in our body. That's the ego. That's Satan. We will say that the ego is the word of Satan made flesh in each one of us. That's why it's written that Jesus said, "You are children of the devil, and the lust of the devil you want to fulfill." He was a murderer from the beginning and a liar. Obviously, the ego lies because it's the contrary of the truth, the Father. So murderer, because fornicates, and anyone that fornicates is a murderer. He's murdering his own soul, his own being. Obviously, life is God. Anything that goes against life is against God. How difficult it is to be really a child of God. But the letter Vav has the power to transform anybody into a child of God. But for that, we have to deal with the Star of David. With the Star Kama, the Seal of Solomon. You see, this is something here very important. They call it the Kama, the symbol of the sixth star. And Kama means desire or karma as well. Karma. Yeah, and also Kama Sutra. But this Kama is desire. But it's also related, obviously, with the lower triangle, in which we have to transform. And it is because the three primary forces of the universe are those forces that create, because we said those three primary forces plus the Ein Sof are always behind any creation. That's why the Master Samael states that the ninth sphere, where those three forces work, is the origin of planets, moons, suns, gods, angels, demons, and human beings. Everything comes from it. It depends how it is transformed. So obviously, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom and the human kingdom is Malkut, the kingdom, in which these forces of fire are hidden. You find those forces everywhere. And they act according to the will of God. But unfortunately, when we arrive at this state in which we are, we receive the doctrine, the knowledge, in order for us to learn how to do the will of God individually. Because in the animal kingdom, plant kingdom, and mineral kingdom, the will of God is done collectively. You observe animals, you observe plants, everything obeys Allah. Mechanically, automatically, collectively. The intelligences of the Elohim, which means creators, Elohim, or Yod Havah Elohim, enter into the planet and organize that. And all the elementals, souls of the elements, obey. That's why in Eden, it's paradise, because all the elementals obey the will of the cosmos creators that enter into their souls. Those souls obey. But when we reach the level in which we are, the mechanical law of nature goes into devolution. And then these three primary forces, guided by the ego, start creating for devolution. Because the planet, nature, the universe, sustains in two ways. In the evolving way, in the devolving way. The forces that evolve, forcefully has to devolve in order to give stone, hard consistency to the planet. Had to descend. Unfortunately, the ego is made of that material which nature needs in order to give consistency to the planet in the infra dimensions. And unfortunately, our consciousness, our soul, is bottled up. So no matter what you do, your ego will go down. In the beginning, it was going up. So the protoplasmatic bodies. It's a vehicle of the will of God. But when go down, become the traitors of that solar force, because send the soul into hell, into Klipoth. So therefore, we had to work with the lower triangle, because we come from the animal kingdom. And in the animal kingdom, we were obeying the law. We were fornicators. Any cat is a fornicator, any dog is a fornicator, any bull is a fornicator, any horse is a fornicator, any animal fornicates. That's the will of the animal kingdom. But obviously they do it according to the law of the cosmos creators, because they don't have reasoning. But when we enter into the level of the intellectual animal, we have to transform that. And we have to stop fornication. And that we receive, the first commandment that we receive when we enter into the human kingdom is, you shall not eat from that tree in the middle of the garden of your body. Because the day that you eat of it, you will not go continue going up. You will go down. You will die. The second death in hell. He's not talking about physical death, which is also related. But the main death that is talking here is the second death in hell, the disintegration of those protoplasmatic bodies and the soul within. As you know, it's written in different symbols. And that's why when we enter here, we have those forces. You say, that's unfair. But that's the plan of God, because he wants a diamond soul. He wants willpower. In the beginning, we have will, but not power. Now, where we are in this level, we have to develop willpower, and that power comes from above. That willpower is Tifereth, is Vav. That willpower is energy, is a consciousness, is the fire of Chokhmah, is the fire of the Kundalini that we have to develop in order to create our own individual will and to become into the image of God, because God uses his will consciously, wisely. But here, our will is doing wrong things. Every single ego has his own will. Lust wants to fornicate. Pride wants to be better. To rise to the top of the ladder and to say, hey, here I am. Vanity as well. Gluttony, laziness, and all those animal defects, which are wrongly called human defects. Because a human being has no defects. Animal defects. He might have his mistakes, his errors, but no animal. One thing is the intellectual animal, and the other thing is the human being. And that's why here we receive the precepts. In order for us to work and to control the elements with willpower. And that's why Tifereth, or in this case, we will say the Burata, the soul, the human soul, is a slave of the inferior triangle, because it comes from the animal kingdom and it has to learn how to transform those elements in order to go up from the waters of fornication and to stand in the middle. But for that, it has to turn the face towards the other side. And how do we develop willpower? It's written. It says, Bereshit. In the beginning, God created the will of God. Meaning the upper forces created the heaven and the earth. That's the will of God. But in order for that will to create the human being, had to do it through the letter Vav. That's why if you observe and you read the book of Genesis, it is written, and God said, that and is Vav. It's the spinal column. It's that fire. That's Chokhmah. And the same wisdom, which is written in Bereshit, is just repeated in every end. Because it's Vav, Vav, and Vav. It's Bereshit, 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 always there. But just in one symbol, one letter. And when you see that, you say, oh, I understand that. When you read the Psalms, oh, I understand that, what is saying there. But the translators of the Bible, sometimes they omit the Vav. They just said end. They said but, or they said other things, right? And then the whole thing is missing because they don't know the meaning of the word. Because it is written, whosoever knows the meaning of the word gives power to. Nobody can utter it, nobody had uttered it. But only the one that has incarnated it. To incarnate the word is indispensable, but the word is fire. It begins with the transmutation of the sexual energy. And that's why it's written, and God said, and Elohim said. And it's because all the inheritance of the cosmos creator, the Elohim, which are already self-realized up there in the world of Yetzirah, and the world of Bria, and the world of Atzilut, they send the Ruach Elohim in order for that to float upon the face of the waters, the Akasa, that many times we talk about. But here we are talking about that akasa, or sexual waters, the semen, the substance that is El Shaddai in the sexual organs. But in us is Shaddai El Hai, the power that we have there. That Shaddai El Hai, that semen, that seed, has the power of the Elohim in potency. Because that's the plan of the Elohim, to create the human being. And that's why they place all of those forces that we need in order to develop the human being, the microcosmos, or as we said in Kabbalah, the Zerampin, which is the one that has to be below the Arikampin. You see, this is another triangle here of the Seal of Solomon. The upper triangle is Arikampin, Ketecho Mabina, whose body is formed by all the Sephiroth in the world of Atziluth. And the lower triangle should be, must be, Serampin, the lower continents, which is the human being, to the image of God, the letter Vav. But in order for that Serampin to emerge in the sixth day, why sixth day? Why not in the fifth? Why didn't God create man in the first day, in the second? Why in the sixth? Because his Vav is six. And because it is the work of will. But the one that does it is God. It doesn't say in the Bible, and Joseph said, or in Mary said, it says, and Elohim said. Meaning that that force that is in the force guided by the inner being, your innermost, have to say it. It's not you. And that's why we always insist that the power, in order to self-realize oneself, isn't the here and now, remembering God. That's the first commandment. You shall love your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your sexual strength. And the neighbor as thyself. So it means that you have to use all what you have for your inner being. Because he is the one that does the work. He's the master. That's why we here always insist when somebody comes and says, oh, I am the master such and such, or such, and with pride or vanity saying, oh, I am the Bodhisattva, the whatever, blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. God is the master. And if anybody reaches the mastery, it's God that is reaching the mastery. It's the monad. Here below, we are just vehicles. We have to be the serf of the Lord. Hear the Psalms. Read the Psalms of David. He never praises himself. He's always talking to God. Yod Hava, because he's inside. I am your servant. Send me your word. What word? That word is Chokmah. That is the Vav. I want to hear your word. And that's why in the website we wrote the letter Vav with the ear. It says, I was in the day of the Lord and I heard behind me the voice of a trumpet. That's the verb, that's the word, that's God. Behind you is the spinal column, the letter Vav. That gives you the power of listening. I said intuition, because it's associated with all of the chakras. And then you hear the word of God. And what is God saying to John the Divine in the book of Revelation? He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am Aleph and I am Tav, the beginning and the ending. All the letters. Because there in the letter Vav is hidden Bereshit, the development of the man into the image of God, because God is Aleph to Tav, or to Alpha and Omega. All the words. How do you make the words? With all the alphabet. If you read the Bible, you find the letter Aleph and the letter Tav everywhere. I mean, the 22 letters, making the word, making the wisdom, what evangelists and many people call, this is the word of God. Yeah, it is the word of God. 22 letters of the alphabet made by the initiates that developed that in the spinal column. The 22, the letter Vav, Bereshith. And that's why they have the power of saying it, of understanding it, because they are the living incarnation of the word. This is how you had to read and understand the scriptures. And God and Elohim said. That's why we say, in the sexual transmutation of the sexual energy, God represented in the word that the larynx has to say with willpower, with telema, you transmute Shaddai El Hai in order for Yitzhak to be born within yourself, within your spiritual nature, Sarah. And then you pronounce the holy name of God, Yod, He, Vav, which in Hebrew there is no vowels, but Yod is E, He is A, A, that opens, and O is Vav, because the letter Vav, with that letter you make E, you make O, you make U in Hebrew. It's a way to explain it. The dot below, E, the dot above, A, O, the bar in front in the solar plex, U. So you see and you find the dot, where is it? Then you pronounce it. So the letter bar, in its case, is O. E, A, O. That's the second name of God among the Gnostics, Iao. And that's the mantra, the second mantra that you have to pronounce, associated with many forces. Yao. When you pronounce Yao in the sexual act, when transmuting the sexual energy, and then God said, let there be light. Because that Yao, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Ketecho Mavina, work in the duality, man, woman, in the sexual act. Ava and Aima, the king and the queen in Malkut. And El Shaddai releases Isaac, releases Yeshua, releases the fire in the spinal column. And then God said, let there be light. And the mother says, and there was light. Because the light is the outcome. That light, the spinal column, is the outcome of the father and the mother. Iod and He, Abba and Aima. The father gives the active and the mother the passive. And this is how you make light in yourself. And this is how your consciousness receives the electronic force of the Kundalini. Because the consciousness is electronic. And this is how you make light in the darkness. Because in the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heaven and the earth. But the earth, as you know, the matter in which we live right now, the physical body, is empty. It has no light. And void. And it's a mess. It was empty without form. What means form? No divine form. But the Ruach Elohim, the spirit of the Elohim, the forces of the Elohim, the cosmic creators, were floating on the face of the waters, the sexual waters. Knowing that, and then we start, and God said, let there be light, and God said, and God said, and God said. All Genesis is, and God said, because we had to be attuned with the higher forces in order to develop and in order to that Vav to be illuminated Because that bud is the tree of life itself. And then you become and you defeat Medusa. But that's the whole work. That's why you see that the Star of David, the Seal of Solomon, is synthesized there. And if you observe the phallic symbol of the star, easy. You find that the phallus is a yod, always. But the lower testicles of the man are the other sephira, or sephiroth, which means that triangle. But in a woman, it's opposite, because the ovaries are up. And the uterus, or yoni, is below. So that's the other triangle. Uniting them in the sexual act, you make the Star of David, the Seal of Solomon, in order to work. That star is the magical star that gives you birth internally, if you know how to handle it. But you have to know that the lower triangle always represents the three traitors that are inside of us. Or the symbol of the tree of the lower triangle, Marcus Amaelon Veor explains us, is the innermost with the power that deliberates, which is the mind, and the power that executes, which is the personality. That is another explanation. The innermost is, of course, in the spinal nervous system, the cerebral and spinal nervous system, in the throne of God, the innermost. We have to work with it, concentrate in it, remember it, him. Then we control the mind, because that is willpower, the will of God. Thy will be done on this earth or within this earth as it is in heaven. This is obviously, we control the mind, because the brain is a vehicle of the mind. And unfortunately, the mind is animal in us. In us, we have the mind as the den of the defects, animal defects that want always to do the evil will, the animal will. Fornication, adultery, which I repeat here. Watch the animals. Adultery is very common among animals. And all of those things that the Bible talks against the soul, that we have to purify our souls, are animal. Any lion have many lionesses. Even some cats, female cats, have many cats. Dogs, etc. That's normal in the animal kingdom. Fornication and adultery is something very common. So that's why when we enter into this level, we have to fight against that, in order to make the will of God. Why? Because we have to be kings and queens of nature. You don't find there in the Bible that Adam is a slave of nature. He commands the fowls of the air. He commands the fish of the ocean, the cattle of the earth, and that creature that creeps and rides in the forces, the sexual forces, that people call serpent. It's not related, of course, with that innocent animal that sometimes has poison and can kill you. But there are many serpents that have no poisons. It's referring not to that animal, but to us, to this fire. Because that fire creeps, circulates everywhere in our physical body, right there. That's the fire. So Adam in the Bible is the Lord of that, commands nature, commands the fire, the water, the air, and the earth. But we do not. So we are not Adam. So therefore, we have to control the animal in us, because that's precisely the part of us that is against the will of God. When you control the animal in you, You are ahead because you are becoming a human. God wants to see if his creature, his son, can become a human like him, because God controls that. God is not a slave of the animal appetites that control them. That's the Elohim, the cosmic creators. All the angels are that, controlling that. So we have to imitate them. We have to become like God, controlling them, but inside. If we don't control the forces inside, how are we going to control them outside? That's why the Master Samael gives that practice in this arcanum. It says, you want to work with the elementals of nature, make a circle around you and close that circle with the Star of David, because all the elementals obey that star and tremble behind the seal of the living God, which is the Star of David. Of course, when you work with that star in you, you are controlling the elements which are within you. If you are a slave of your anger, you are always thundering with anger or with hatred, then you are a slave of the salamanders of fire. If you are always voluptuous, slave of lust, then you are a slave of the undines and aries of the water. If you are lazy, you don't have to work in yourself, you don't observe yourself, you are not remembering your God, you are lazy. So you are a slave of the gnomes of the earth, because they are diligent, but they are controlling you. And if you are always thinking and thinking and thinking many things, vanity, how to become famous, how to do this, how to do that in order for the people to admire me, you are a slave of the sylphs of the air. You work in the mind. So all the elements work within you, within your consciousness. But unfortunately, they are controlling us. And that's why when something happens in the earth, an earthquake, a hurricane, a tsunami, a fire, we are slaves. We are slaves of that, because we are not kings and queens of nature. Nature controls us. But we are called to be kings and queens by working with the Vav. And then we exercise the control with the Star of David. Within that star is hidden all the powers of the zodiac. As you know, because the zodiac is related with Chochmah. And this is how, through Chochmah, to that star, we place, or they place in us, all the powers of the zodiac. There is not a single person in this world that do not or does not have the powers of the zodiac in their sexual seed, but in potency. The powers of nature in their seed, but in potency. Only those that follow the book of Genesis and make the book of Genesis alive in their psyche, they become, or they put those elements in activity. And that's why they become microcosmoses, Zerampin, made into the image of Arik Ampin, the upper triangle. Remember that you have three brains, and that's the lower triangle that has to be in harmony with the upper triangle, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then you become a king. It says that the one that receives, or the master explains in one of his books, that passes the ordeal of the sanctuary. Many people think, what is that ordeal of the sanctuary that was placed in the ancient Egypt? It says that whosoever passes that ordeal controls the whole nature, receives the seal of Solomon, the Star of David, in his right hand. That ordeal of the sanctuary encloses all of the ordeals that we pass from the beginning to the end. All of them. Ordeal of fire, water, air, and earth, all the ordeals, would you name them in the path from the beginning to the end? That's the ordeal of the century. And you pass that, you receive the ring, means you achieve resurrection. But if you touch it with your left hand, you lose it. Meaning, what this personage in the car did, put the left arm over the right, doing his own will, fornicating, in other words. Because when you touch the ring with your left, meaning you fornicate, and then you lose everything. There are many fallen angels that touch the ring of Solomon with their left hand, and they are fallen angels. Any fallen angel become a demon that can rise again if God allows it, because it's God that said it. If God said it, he can rise. But if God doesn't say it, there are demons that fall into damnation. Because every time that they rise again, Chokhmah is the one that does it through the letter Vav and suffers the consequences. More wisdom, more suffering, more pain. So you find there, then, why the number 6 is associated with the 6th commandment. You shall not fornicate, which many people mistake with you shall not commit adultery, which is the 9. Or you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. That's the 9. But the 6 is you shall not commit fornication, which means literally related with the losing of the seed. And that's why the number 6 encloses salvation, incarnation, the mystery of the soul, and the mystery of the human being. The number 6 is the letter Vav that unites our physical personality with the supreme immanence of the Solar Father, with the Ein Sof Or. So there is how we go up into heaven. Do you have questions? Yeah, the question is, why is that the face is loose, is looking at the left, but his feet are going to the right? It's meaning that he's indecisive, indecision. Where to go? To go to the right or to the left?
To look back at the eagles.
Yeah,
he's facing forwards. He'd be looking at his divine mother. That's correct.
Yeah.
But he's looking backwards.
Exactly. He's looking backwards because the Medusa, the harlot there, which is naked, only covered with a little thing, is obviously representation of lust, representation of the ego. But he should, in the beginning, you know, that's precisely the point. In the beginning, when you know the doctrine of Vav, you want to walk towards your divine mother. But because you have a lot of ego, mechanically, automatically, you always look towards your back, towards the ego, to the animal level. And that's why the whole work is to keep walking towards your divine mother and turn completely your head towards her. And that means comprehension, which is precisely the letter Vav, understanding of your animal nature, how to transform that animal into a man, how to transform the donkey into a man. That's difficult. Because the donkey is stubborn, yeah? No, the question is Hercules the one that was commanded not to turn and back and to see through the Medusa? But no, that's the story of Orpheus. Orpheus is the one that also represents the letter Vav, in this case, that descends into hell, into his infra-dimensions, infra-consciousness, etc., in order to bring his soul from hell. That soul is called Eurydice. Eurydice that was bitten by a serpent. You see, that's the same meaning of Adam and Eve there. Eurydice is bitten by a serpent and dies and goes to hell. And then Orpheus, which is the upper force related with the upper triangle, goes into hell in order to bring her back. But then Pluto, the king of hell, which represents the instinctual forces of the physical body, because Pluto is also a god, which means that the forces of the cosmos creator works automatically there in nature also. But you have to know how to control, how to transform them. And Pluto says, well, go, but don't look back. Because if you look back, you will lose it. And he is playing the lyre, right? Bringing the soul back, and the soul is chasing him. But he doubts, like anybody. He says, maybe he's not following me. Maybe he's not behind me. And when he turns and looks back, and then he loses her. And Pluto says, you lost, out of here, no soul for you. Well, you remember that the same thing is written in the Bible with Lot and his wife when he's going out of Sodom and Gomorrah. The angels, three angels. So behold here the Holy Trinity. Very symbolic. He says, don't turn back. But the wife turns back and becomes statue of salt, meaning the evolution into the mineral kingdom. Therefore, when you enter into this path, don't turn back. Don't go back into your vices and errors. Always ahead. Always ahead. But those people that turn back into their vices and errors, they are like the wife of Lot. Go in are the one is that with the people that are enamored with the world, with money, with fame, with my last name, with my religion, what people will say if I do this, what my family, what my relatives, etc., etc., and then turn back because they don't want to lose that. So they go into the devolution, in other words, they become stagnant. Don't look back. Go ahead. And let the dead bury their dead. Do you have any other question? Yeah?
See how Keter, Chokma, Bina are connected to Tiferet, even just said, why isn't Gevura always there?
Yeah. Geburah is always connected, obviously. Is it the ascension of the ray of creation in the tree of life that we have? All the sephiroth are connected.
Is the second head in God connected to that?
All of them are connected to that. Because remember that the first triangle, Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, are represented in one. It's called a triunity. Anyone that descends into that, obviously, is connected with all of them. But this explanation of the upper triangle and how do we have to follow. The tree of life, really, The 10 Sephiroth, when you see it, you can see it in different angles, different ways, in order to comprehend. But remember here that the main thing of this arcanum is willpower. We need willpower. That's why our website is telema, because that's the Greek word for willpower. We need willpower in order to do this. But do not think that you will do it only by yourself, without the assistance of God. Because will is precisely, as you know, the will of doing something. But the power comes from above. Elementals do not have willpower. They have will. Only the human being has willpower. Yes, what is the question?
You mentioned that the personality can be united with the monad. I thought the Master Samael said that the personality does not survive.
Well, I never said that the personality could be united with the monad. I said that the lower triangle also represents the innermost, that is the power that deliberates, which is the mind, and the personality, that is the power that executes. Obviously, when the personality and the mind do whatever they want, then the innermost loses his vehicle. That's why we have to remember always the innermost. But also, if we follow the explanation of this personality, we have to understand that in the end, we have to develop our own particular personality associated with God. Has nothing to do with that egotistical personality that we have here. Got to do with that personality because every single being in heaven is a person, is individual, has different attributes, certain powers, certain duties. That's a person, a personality. But it's not the type of personality that we have here. It's a heavenly personality, which is one with the universal personality, which is God. It's a multiple perfect unity. And associated also with the universal mind. That's the real Serampin, the one whose innermost is controlling his own mind, solar mind, and whose personality, the one that executes, is doing his work under the will of God. Solar personality, no lunar, like the one that we have. Understand? Yeah?
Why is the Medusa above the water?
Well, why is the Medusa above the water? Because all the impressions that we receive are always related with the brain. This area, of course, physical or mental area, we see that the impressions that we receive it through the five senses. And if we identify with those forces or energies that comes into our brains, then we create elementals, elements, which are subjective, lunar, negative, which is related with the ego. But if we know how to transform the impressions, if we turn towards the right, obviously the forces, universal forces of Divine Mother, that akasa element, become positive substances, elements, vehicles that make the human being. Meaning that we have to control the senses. By controlling the senses, we control sensations, impressions. Remember that as intellectual animals, we have our central of gravity in the mind, in the intellect. And that's why this is how it's working in this day and age. But remember always that the upper triangle is against the Medusa, the arrow. Understood?
You were talking before about that the mode is actually an extension.
extension of a yud.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say, I don't know if you said this, but could you also say then that the yud or the phallus is, or well, the vav is the phallus extended or erect?
That the vav is the phallus extended? Well, we can say that, obviously, because the yod gives the extension of the force of the man. That's why in some times or some ways we said that Vav is the man, right? But really, the letter that symbolizes the sexual organ is yod. And Vav, obviously, is an extension of that yod, which is the man. And the man is a difference between a woman because of the phallus. Even in Genesis, you find that the word that explains the word man is ish. When you explain about the male, ish. And if you observe how ish is written, you find that it's written with the letter aleph, the letter yod, and the letter shin. Shin is fire. Aleph is wind, and the yod is the phallus. Shin, the power, the active power of God. Remember what we learn in Aleph. But when God is creating the woman, and then he named the woman Isha. And if you observe the word in Hebrew, the word Isha, which is a feminine aspect of the fire, because Ish is fire, you find that Isha is written Aleph, Shin, and He. And you know that the letter He is a symbol of the uterus. But in order to write that, they took the Yod that was in the middle of Ish, is out. So the woman has no Yod. The woman has He. And here you find the beautiful of the word of Kabbalah, Yod, Ish, Isha, male, man, is talking directly to the fire. Ida Pingala, Yin Yang. This is how it's written. That's Ish, Aleph, Yod, Shin. And Isha is like that. So the yod is out in order to make the woman. So God, in order to make the woman, took the yod out of it.
But in Isha, the yod is silent.
Well, you find there that, but it's not. I mean, it's a feminine aspect of the fire, but it's not written there.
No, but I mean, in the Ish man,
Well, it's not pronounced, but it's there. It is because it's the yod, it's the phallus, it's the male. And this is, yod is a man, he is a woman. And this is God. Up. Fire and air. And this is it. Thank you very much. See you, or hear you, next Saturday.
The presentation of this lecture was made possible by donations from listeners like you. Help Telema Press reach more souls. Make a donation by visiting GnosticTeachings.org. For questions and deeper understanding of this lecture, we invite you to participate in the discussion forum available for free on our website. Thank you for your support. May all beings be happy.